एस इन्वेस्टर राकेश जुजनवालास प्लान टू लॉन्च एन अल्ट्रा लो कॉस्ट एयरलाइन कुड गिव प्लेन मेकर्स लाइक बोइंग एन अपॉर्चुनिटी टू बाउंस बैक एंड प्रोवाइड अ बूस्ट टू इंडिया स्ट्रगलिंग एयरलाइन सेक्टर। लेट्स डिस्कस इन डिटेल। जुजनवाला विल कोलैबोरेट विद फॉर्मर सीईओज ऑफ इंडिगो, कंट्रीज बिगेस्ट कैरियर एंड जेट एयरवेज टू सेटअप हिज एविएशन कंपनी अकासा एयर, betting on domestic air travel picking up soon. Jhunjhunwala's new venture comes amid airlines losing billions of dollars. But RJ doesn't care about it. He plans on acquiring 70 aircrafts within 4 years and will invest $35 million and would own 40% of the carrier.
And therefore,
so, Rakesh, I want to get a sense here of, you know, what sort of airline are you looking at? Are you already talking to plane makers, and how much are you investing in it, and with whom?
Well, personally, investing about $35 million, but we have a plan of 70 aircraft.
Although it is a risky bet, but still, Rakesh Jhunjhunwala can consider this bet, as the amount invested by him to start his airline company is only 0.8% of his total net worth. Now, experts predict that there would be a stiff competition between plane makers like Airbus and Boeing to lease the plane to Big Bull's aviation company, Akasa Air, especially since Boeing does not have any other major operator for their 737 aircraft in India apart from SpiceJet. And maybe they would be looking towards Rakesh Jhunjhunwala's new aviation company as their new customer. The majority of India's low-cost carriers, IndiGo, SpiceJet, GoFirst and AirAsia, operate a fleet of Airbus narrow-body planes as they are cheaper, while Boeing holds most of India's wide-body market. Competitive pricing and high costs have made low-cost carriers and Airbus more dominant. Boeing's share of India's 570 narrow-body planes fell to 18% after the bankruptcy of one of its biggest customers, Jet Airways. But amid Rakesh Jhunjhunwala's entry into aviation industry, Boeing can get its Indian business back on track, and also aviation industry too. An industry source also added the venture could lead to Boeing's biggest deal of the year outside the US for 737s.